17 past 7, bit of an issue for our plan to be 100% renewable. Here's another ideological dream that's turning to dust. We want to be 100% renewable, apparently, but the ICCC, the Interim Climate Change Committee, they've got a warning. They've finally worked out that getting rid of fossil fuels is doable, but it's expensive. And the bill, if we do it, means that you and I are going to be paying 14% more for our energy. Industry pays 39% more. And not just that, but the high prices would slow the decarbonising of the wider economy. So what to do? From the New Zealand Initiative, Matt Burgess is back with us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the stuff you and I were talking about a month or so back. You've really done their work, haven't you?
Well, look, everybody's saying the same thing. The initiative put out a report in March. The interim committee has just delivered a report to the government about 2 months ago. Energy companies have been looking at this as well. We're all saying the same thing. It's a policy that's expensive, that's ineffective, and it cuts off opportunities to make greater emissions reductions elsewhere in the economy. The right thing to do is to drop this policy.
Do you think we could get to whatever it is, 90-95% easily, and the ideologues will go, righto, that's enough, we'll live with that, or are they going to push all the way to 100, do you reckon?
Well, look, without any change in policy, the evidence suggests, the modelling suggests that we're going to get to somewhere between 93 and 97% without any change in policy at all. The last 2 or 3% at the moment looks pretty expensive. Look, there could be innovations that come along that make that last 3% much more affordable. If so, great. But in the end, the goal is to cut emissions, and we should pursue 100% renewables only to the extent that that represents the least cost, the most effective way to get to those emissions targets.
Do you reckon there's enough people saying the same thing, they will listen?
Well, if I'm not aware of anybody who's looked at this seriously who's saying the opposite. So, look, what I hope is that folks who are concerned about climate change, worried about the environment, can recognise a policy that's bad and are happy to see it dropped, provided the government takes other steps that are more effective, and that's what we hope to see.
Let's hope so, Matt. Appreciate your time. As always, Matt Burgess out of the New Zealand Initiative. By the way, carbon, CO2.